You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell.
And your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Your local mortgage experts right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, October 27th show. It is a great day to talk money, and that's what the show is all about, how to make money, save money, and have a better quality of life for you and your family. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but you can call into the show at 1-855-400-1150 to connect with our guests, or you can go online to themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, Amy Morrison with Compass. How is having a baby and buying a house similar? Thank you, Amy, for coming in. First time having you in studio with us.
Yeah, thank you, Tina. This is really fun to be here. Appreciate you guys inviting me.
Of course. And a little bit about Amy. Amy grew up in Redmond and graduated from the UW in collaborative literature. She has lived in Milwaukee for the last 12... Oh, that's what I meant to say. Thanks for cracking me there, Amy. She has lived in Mukilteo for the last 12 years and has three daughters, ages 16, 13, and 10. Amy is a dual for 7 years. She also substituted for the
Mukilteo,
thank you, school district for a few years and volunteered in the schools as a volleyball coach for Boys and Girls Club. In the past, she has also volunteered at Fred Hutch with cancer patients and was on the board of UW Medical Center Service League. For the past 6 years, she has been volunteering as a custom designer for her kids' drama program at their high school and middle school. She also volunteers for a community lighthouse festival every year. And Amy loves enjoying the Pacific Northwest lakes and mountains and wake surfing and snow skiing.
Wake surfing.
Wake surfing.
Cool. That's
it's
a lot
great.
Of fun.
It's so fun. It's very fun.
So you touched on a very special place in my heart. So a doula. My doula, Katie Domingue. I hope I said that wrong right. It used to be Katie Contos.
Okay.
Saved my life in my birth. My wife was done. She hated me. And Katie came in and saved the day. So you guys are miracle workers.
Oh, yeah.
And what an amazing thing. So that is a special person to do something of that nature. So I want to hear your perspective about how having a baby is like buying a house.
Yeah, well, I think my background, like you said, is a doula, and it's a journey. Like this whole going through childbirth is a journey. Buying a house is definitely a journey. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to get two or three or four entities onto the same page to negotiate and be able to have this experience be a positive experience. So I feel like all of the things that I learned as a doula about building trust with clients, I think being trustworthy is a huge part of what people are looking for in an agent. And so as a doula, I need my clients to trust me. And so I learned how to develop that trust with people. Being authentic is huge. Being vulnerable and being honest in everything that you do is a huge part of what people are looking for. I think especially with the market shifting and all the chatter that goes on, people aren't sure exactly what to trust. And so when you get a good agent that's going to be one of my favorite words is advocate. Yeah. I feel like my main goal as your agent, as your broker, is to be your advocate. And I really fine-tuned how to be an advocate through being a doula. Mm-hmm. But changing over into this this new calling for me, I definitely feel like I have a chance to work with people and make sure that they're protected, make sure that they have all the information that they need, especially the education, because they want to know, what is true, what's really going on. They don't want to feel like you're kind of fluffing everything up and just to get them to buy something that they really shouldn't be getting into. So I want to protect their money and their investment there.
So what about helping a family find their perfect fit, that perfect home for that particular family?
Yeah. So I think it's really important that my perfect home and your perfect home are not going to look the same. How I use my space versus how you use your space is going to look different. So the first thing is to really get to know and understand how they use their space. and if they want a really great porch because they love barbecuing, then that's going to direct. We can like immediately go into a house and see like, this is not the space. Like this isn't going to adhere to the way we like to live. The other thing that can be really important is schools. And because I grew up here, I know the school systems in all of the areas around here because I have friends and family all over this greater Seattle region. I feel like that can be a huge part of what people are looking for. They want the insider information. We can all see what's on the internet as far as square footage and number of bathrooms and all of that. But what people want to know when they're using an agent is, what can you tell me outside of everything I can see already on the internet? And those are going to be, how can I use this space? Because I'm going to lots of houses, I'm touring all the time, I'm seeing how spaces are being used. And that's helpful as we go through and say, oh, you know, you could put a pool table in this area, or you could, you know, use this for a theater room. And if you moved this wall, boy, that would really open all this up. And then it would really fit what you've been looking for. So,
well, speaking of not to go back to doula,
yeah,
I'm just,
can.
You know, I'm just passionate about it. She, you know, the birth of my baby girl, London.
Yeah.
Our doula pointed out so many details that we didn't think about.
Yes.
And, you know, and things that I wouldn't even know about unless I was educated. And so that's a huge thing. You made some points there about details that you don't really think about or know even to ask.
Yes.
And it sounds like, you know, that relates huge to somebody purchasing a home and, you know.
Absolutely. And that's where that advocate comes in. Like, you don't know what you don't know. So I'm there to teach you what you don't know, but in a way that doesn't feel like I'm, like, controlling the situation, but rather teaching. Like, here's what we can expect when we put in an inspection. Here's what we can expect. Like, we can expect that they may come back with nothing. They may come back with some things, and they may come back with all of it. And my job is to kind of educate, like, what that looks like, what you might feel, and how we're going to, like, go through that process.
So let's say I decided that I want to buy a home. Where do we start? What's your suggestion on where do we start this journey of purchasing a home?
Well, Keelan, you're going to really like this answer. I actually think the first thing that you need to do when you buy a house is get a really, really good mortgage lender.
I knew she was going to say that.
That's
yes.
Right. That's right.
So I know that a lot of people are out there and they're looking on the internet and they can see all these houses and they're like, oh, the first thing I need to do is go look at all these open houses and decide what house I want. No, that's not actually what you want to be doing. What you first want to do is understand your money and the power that your money has and all the choices that you have. Because you may think, oh, we aren't going to be able to buy for 6 months. But did you know that they have different programs where you can put 0% down, 3% down, 5% down? Maybe your ability to buy is actually sooner than you think that it is. And so I really think that there's a lot of power in knowing what your money can buy.
Yeah. Well, in common is, you know, we need 20% down to get into a home. Or if we don't have 20% down, we have to pay PMI. When the reality is you can do loan options where you don't pay it or you're buying it out. So, yeah, lending is a good place to start that plan. What about the importance of using a real estate agent?
Yeah. So even if you're not going to use me or our colleague here, like, you really should be using a real estate agent because they, again, like Keelan talked about, like, they're really your advocate. They're teaching you the things that you don't know. Right now, a lot of people are thinking, oh, can I do for sale by owner? My house is just going to sell itself kind of thing. And with this slowdown, I think we'll see a little bit less of that. But there are a lot of people that are trying to use some of these internet companies that are only charging like 0.5% to just basically put your home on the MLS. Mm-hmm. And there is some flawed thinking. So I have a story about that. I helped a buyer buy a house that the seller was using one of those companies. And my buyer gets into the house and finds out that the house has bed bugs.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. And so, you know, here this seller had been thinking, oh, I'm saving all of this money by not using an agent. And what happened is that then he's on the hook because he didn't disclose it on our seller disclosure form. Had he disclosed it, then it would have been on the buyer to have like accepted that as, oh, this house had bed bugs and I'm buying it with that risk.
Mm-hmm.
But because it wasn't disclosed, then now it's gone back onto the seller and it's been an extenuating circumstance where he is still paying. Mm-hmm. So the thought that I'm going to, and that's where I could have educated him and taught him if I was on the seller side, like, oh, yeah, don't fear that. Let's just go ahead and disclose it. We got to do full honesty and so that you're protected.
Yep.
And so that's a huge thing. Another thing is that a lot of times you're going to get handed off with certain companies from person to person. I like building that relationship where I know you personally and I know, again, like how you're going to use that space and really want to be looking for you and thinking outside the box of what you might be thinking of about how to get that for you.
Well, I mean, it's a competitive market with us as mortgage people and really, you get what you pay for. That's at the end of the day, that's what it is. You know, these companies are fighting for business and everything and they're not in it to gouge you. They're in it to provide you a good service and good service costs money. So you got to be very aware of what's going on with that. And if you're cutting costs, it's going to come out somewhere. So,
it is.
Where do you see, let's talk about the market a little bit. Where do you see the market going?
Well, of course, we're hearing all of this, like the market is slowing down. And what does that mean right now? And one of the positives of this slowdown is actually we have a lot more inventory than we've had in a really long time. So that actually is great news for buyers. The other thing we were seeing a lot of is buyer fatigue, where buyers were out, they were shopping, things were getting swept away, the perfect house just slipped out of their fingers. We were also seeing sellers be really super stingy with their prices. I did several offers this summer where the sellers just wouldn't negotiate. They wouldn't come down or they wouldn't even counter the offer. So what's great about the slowdown is that buyers now have a little bit of a chance to get an idea of what they want. They can actually decide what they want, and then they can ask for more things. So we're not waiving inspections so much.
Mm-hmm.
We can ask for all of the contingencies that that you might want to ask for.
So what about selling? I mean, would you say it's a good time for a seller to sell their home?
Yeah, so this is a great question that's come up in a lot of our sales meeting. Like, is winter a good time to sell?
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why winter might be a really great time for you to still put your house on the market is there is less inventory during the winter. When you are in a competition with other houses, you want to be in the smallest pool. That's what makes it the seller's market that we were having. That's kind of normalized a little bit more now. But selling in the winter, especially if you have any kind of house that has any issues, like it is up to a freeway or it has a really steep driveway or any of those things that might make it hard to sell, winter is a great time to bring on your house. So
let's talk about Compass. So there was recently a merge and
congratulations.
Congrats on that. That's exciting.
Yeah.
And I know you're extremely passionate about Compass and what's happening and where you guys are going. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So we definitely kind of surprised everyone with this merge. So I was with Avenue Properties. And Compass is an amazing company that's really making waves in the industry. They are kind of coming in and picking up kind of the top end of all of the high-end markets. And they want to gather 20% of the market share of the top 20 markets in the United States and then going on into the world. So that's kind of making waves there. Their main focus, Robert Refkin is an amazing leader and their main focus is actually to focus on the agent. So his mother was an agent, and he feels passionate about creating technology that's going to support the agent. And so what makes me better for my client.
Yeah.
So I have all sorts of things to offer because of Compass. We have a new concierge program that is really interesting. You can basically get a loan from Compass and then pay for it at the end out of escrow. So once you have closed your deal, you can pay for, let's say you had carpet and paint and that kind of thing that needed to be done. A lot of people don't want to do that up front or mm-hmm. even staging. That can be actually as a loan, and then it can come out of your
So really being net. Able to help out the agent so they can make it easier for their buyers and
Absolutely.
Sellers. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Amy, thank you so much for joining Keelan and I. It's great to have you in here for the first time. Would love to have you come back.
Thank you. I really appreciate having being here and hope to come back.
Wonderful. Awesome. And coming up next on the Money Hour, the shifting market and how do we upshift? Troy Thiel of the Thiel team at Windermere, right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.